no different than when we last talked. We're taking advantage of the opportunity to rest. And a lot of guys were in over the weekend. We had a number of guys in there today. Get an extra workout in, and sure won't have any issues when everybody comes back. They'll be rested, ready to go.
You expect to have virtually every player on the practice field then, like you did last?
Really, I guess you have to wait and see till Wednesday. You know, somebody has some carryover things from the game, some precautionary things, some guys that may still need an extra day off, but I think the overall health of this team is good.
Did you watch the Browns yesterday?
I watched the Browns today, and, you know, obviously it was quite a ball game. Great defensive effort and a lot of runs, and you know, unfortunately for the Browns, you know, obviously they got a couple players hurt. We don't know their status, but they're playing hard, and we've seen them a number of times this year against common opponents, and you know, they're a big, strong, physical defensive team that's I think ninth in the league in points allowed, and offensively they got skilled players at every position, and so they're very, very capable football team.
Offensively, what kind of challenges, I guess, to prepare for Dorsey, a guy who hasn't really had an all of action over the last couple
he's
of
going
years?
He's going to go in there and execute their offense. That's what he does. I mean, he has experience in this league. You know, we've seen him, and, you know, he came in three plays and knew exactly what to do with the football in the tough situations after the sack on second and 20, third and 20, and fourth and 20, and gave him a chance to make some plays.
Do you benefit from having faced him before, where you know his characteristics and know kind of what he's about?
Yeah, I mean, you do. I mean, you know, he's mobile. He's tall. He sees well. He makes good throws, and you know, he'll do what they expect of him. You know, as far as directing this offense.
You think you're going to look over complimentary of him?
No, I'm not. I said he'd do exactly what to do with go with the football. If you saw the play, when you're getting rushed by the Colts at the end and third and 20, you have to have a chance to make a play. I've seen many quarterbacks on fourth and 20 take a sack or throw the ball away. He gave himself a chance to make a play. So I'm being very realistic, not complimentary.
How tough is it for a quarterback? He hasn't started since against the Faction guys in 2005. How tough is it for a guy to come in after so much inactivity?
Well, I mean, he's going to get a full week of practice. It's not going to be easy. I mean, it's different for him had he been playing, but he's going to get a full week of practice. Since the reality of the Brady Quinn situation became apparent, he became their backup. So he got backup reps rather than the third quarterback reps, and now he's going to get a benefit from a full week of practice. Their offense is this is a good offense. It's a different offense. It's one that does a really good job attacking defenses, and so they'll put him in position to make plays.
You expect him to try to pound the ball a little bit with Jamal Lewis?
I would expect to see Jamal many times. Yes.
The incentive, I know a little bit has changed. I guess since Thursday, the Colts went and won. You guys in a win-and-end situation. I mean, that's pretty easy for guys to be motivated.
I don't think there's going to be a lack of motivation for this game. I mean, we put it in perspective, you know, immediately after the game Thursday night. They know what this game means. They know that this is the only game as far as we're concerned. None of the others mean anything. You can't control what happens out there. I think this weekend's a great example of you drive yourself crazy wondering what happens. You know, I think 10 out of 12 teams or however many teams won on the road. A lot of unique things happen. So all you can do is control this next week, and that's what this week's about. Well, Cripps has taken snaps, and he took one in the ballgame. And so you have to expect and anticipate that they're going to put him in situations, unique situations, a situation other than your standard, your conventional quarterback position. So we anticipate that, and we prepare for it.
As a return man, how does he compare to, say, Hester or Washington, some of the guys?
He's very physical and dynamic. He's got great vision. He's bigger and stronger than some of the others. And I think the difference between he and Washington and Hester is he also is a 4 and a 5 on the kickoff cover team, and he loves it. He's an outstanding special teams player.
Can you speak on the transition? How much can you speak on the transition moving from a college quarterback to kick return, just the challenge of doing that and not doing it not doing it for the...
Well, it's not like this is his first week he's going to be returning them. I mean, he's been very effective for them. He's got great run skills. He can catch the ball. And he understands return schemes and blocking schemes, and he's very dangerous. I mean, he's a guy that he's one of the top in the league, and for obvious reasons, because his numbers speak for themselves.
Last week you talked about trying to get back to the run in the offense going into this time of the season. You continue that focus and try and improve, get better at that area.
Yeah, it's just the time of the year where you have to run it, and I went back at the game again, looked at a number of plays that could have been significant gains for us. So we need to take advantage of every opportunity, every time we hand it off. And so, yeah, the run game is certainly going to continue to be an emphasis for us.
What stage, you may be passing it now, the stage on the rookies hit the wall? Because the college season may be ending about now. Are they past where the wall?
It was 4 weeks ago.
Is that right? Have guys...
I thought they responded well. I thought CJ bounced back. They're taking very good care of themselves, and they're spending the extra time, be it in the training room or in the weight room, and we're emphasizing all those other things. And right now, I don't see any symptoms. We're especially pleased to be able to take advantage of this extra time off, and I think that'll help them significantly.
Do they get a second wind at this point, or how do you get them to get a second wind after a long season?
Well, again, we've been addressing it for a few weeks, and I think the time off will help it. They understand that. I mean, it's an individual thing. Each one's different. Each player is. We've asked each rookie, for whatever reason, to contribute differently. And when you got a guy that's nearly half 1,000 yards rushing, you would expect him to be in a situation where he's probably taking, his body's taking a little more pounding than someone that's just covering kicks. So, it's different. We adjust. We treat them differently back in the weight room and the training room, and all in an effort to have them make sure that they can stay as fresh as possible.
How impressive has Chris been compared to some of the rookie running backs that you coach? Because he's nearing 1,000 yards, and he's probably going to get it in 13 games, even though he's splitting carries up about 60-40.
Well, I think the season speaks for itself. I mean, his success is a direct effect of his teammates around him. And that would include Lindell, to give him a break. And so, offensive line, tight ends, receivers have done a nice job blocking. We've been a little inconsistent. He's flashed. We flashed as a rushing team, and then we stalled a little bit, and we hope to pick it up.
Anything else?
Thanks.
Okay, thank you.